You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Michael, good morning to you again. Thank you for joining us. You are in the papers this morning, good sir. The legal luminaries you have engaged as you seek to get some redress on this, what you guys, based on my knowledge of the papers, perceive to be unlawful. Let's get your thoughts this morning on that.
Okay, let me first make it publicly clear that when we apply for permission, there are meetings with the police commission, with the police team in Faizabad. And one must understand the role of the police is to protect, is for traffic management, for security and measures of this nature. If you look at our invitation, we invite not only the labor movement, but activist social groups and other groups to participate in the Labor Day celebrations. It is not confined to the labor movement. And people have a short memory. The Mayoral group would have participated once. Even the family and a group of people with the diverse who would have died, they didn't get hold of it. Even Farouk Barker, he participated last year. There wasn't an issue. And one has to put on their thinking cap. Is it that the police is saying that they determine which group is to participate? And if the police is saying that the one of the officers would have said they weren't invited, we challenge the police to produce that officer name, because none of the executive officers from Natuk or Chetam would have confirmed any such communication with the police. But the important thing is, which the police is deviating for, I witnessed the incident. I attempted to intervene as the General Secretary of Natuk and the President of Seamen and Waterfront Workers Trade Union. And I did articulate to the senior officer who was there and the other police officer, that group was invited by me to be part of the demonstration. As a matter of fact, I have pictures here that I can share with you where they hugged me up, where they was marching with me, where they was marching with me as the leader, because I was in the front and they were marching with me. All right. So then one has to ask yourself the question, if we are reasonable people, and even though if you interpret what you say, which I disagree with, and you advise in a civil way, officers, the young lady was invited by me. Okay? What is the rationale for arresting the young lady and her mother? But more importantly, my daughter, teenage daughter, who was there alongside, the police pushed her aside like a piece of rag or something in the exercise of their duties, which was an abuse of authority. Because the tape is there. No, the Lord works in mysterious way. The tape is there. And you will see the tape will show that I was engaging the police and the senior officer and saying, listen, I invited the people. They are doing nothing wrong. They're invited by the union to be part of this. And this march is not specific for the labor movement only, but it's for workers, unemployed, underemployed, the depressed in our society. That is how we march. And the question is, there were politicians who are march. Did they have an invitation? Why were you so selective in addressing the young lady and her mother?
They say disorderly behavior and resisting arrest. I saw the video. I don't think Alyssa resisted any arrest.
No,
there was no resistance by Alyssa and her mother based on the videos I saw.
Yeah, listen, I was there. I participated.
Did she have any placards?
No, she had no placards. When she was invited to partake, there was no placard. I can show you the video. She came and the parents and they hugged me up. And it had about two or three activists with a, Britta, it was more than five people. They had no placards. And then even though if she has a placard, what is wrong with that? Because other members within the various unions that participated had placards, because that is the purpose of Labor Day. So then what is the issue with the placard? And then you have to tell me, if she had a placard, which she did not have when I invited her, okay, was it offensive? What did the placard say that made it offensive?
Then here's my question. This invitation you extended, was this a written invitation
via email or phone call? No.
Something said publicly, Gil, a press conference?
No. Listen, I want the public to understand something. And, you know, we have to start to think for ourselves and digest things. This young lady spoke at the opening, you know. The young lady was allowed to speak at the opening.
Really?
Yeah. The fact that you allow her to speak at the opening suggests that you recognize her as part of the process. Because all unions and other activists were allowed to address the marches before we march. And the police commissioner shake her hand too.
I saw that.
No.
I saw the police commissioner shook her hand.
No, but I'm asking the public. I want you all to think and do not be, you know, diverted by the released by the police. And I asked the question yesterday and I'll ask it today. It's the first time that the police make an arrest and do such a statement and issue such a press release to justify what they do, because they knew what they did was wrong and they cannot deny that she was allowed to address the gathering before the march start. And if you allow that, what does that mean in law? What does that mean?
Because
if she is not permitted to participate, is she permitted to address the gathering?
First question. Well, one can say, while that happened, there was checks being made to see if her group, now you saying it's about five persons she came with.
No. When I approached.
When you approached.
Yeah.
It's being stated that she come. The public is getting the impression it was a march, maybe 100 people, I don't know.
No,
she was disruptive to the labor movement, what the Labor Day procession stands for. One. Two, they said that her group did not receive the required permission to walk. And it begs the question, what you said, the other persons of society who would have joined the march over the years, and even in this one that happened on June 19th. The biggest thing for me, and you have just refuted it, is do you have permission to be here to march? So I wondered, did Alyssa Phillip and her mother come with an agenda relating to the Kaya Seeley case and Joshua Samaru? Were they noisy and disruptive protesting for justice for that? Or did they came under the invitation of you, your good self, and just join the procession as one of the groups of the oppressed and depressed or whatever in society?
As a worker.
And just
which is their democratic right so to do.
So what is the police talking about that you all said that?
No permission? Listen, I challenge the police to say who was the organizer that said so, right? The union is not going to say we didn't fight that group. The group was allowed to participate. The first process in Labor Day celebrations is that we gathered by the junction. This time they gathered by our open field.
Mm-hmm.
And all the union leaders and activists, they are allowed to speak. And she was allowed to speak. The act of allowing her to speak there is an acceptance of the fact that she's part of the process. You could twist it, you could turn it, that's a reality. Because no one refused her to speak, and she did speak, and she spoke about labor leaders getting together on several things. There was nothing disruptive. There was nothing that was disrespective. That there was nothing that she said that had nothing to do with the Labor Day celebrations. And if you listen to it, you're going to see it. But the point that I'm making, if you allow me to speak, and it's the same organizers allow her with the police who were present, therefore, she becomes legitimately part of the process. That you don't have to have common sense to understand that. That is so basic, because what the police is trying to do is to hold on to technicalities by, I'm quoting thing, but not dealing with the real issues. And the real issue is, why was she arrested? On what basis was she arrested? Who determined? Is the police determined for the labor movement? Who is to march with the labor movement? No. I would have heard too that there was intelligence, that there was some gangs that was part of the thing. If the police has that intelligence, arrest the gang leaders.
Well, I was now getting to that. Why are we not seeing PDOs ordered? Reach out to the minister to say, look, we have gang members here, and arrest
these. Come on. And then there was the opposition leader and some of her people there. What do you say about that? And then you see, it is a frightening development, because why some people say it's 27 officers, it could be more, right? Riot police come to arrest two young ladies in my society, the woman who is the soul and the earth of my society. We have to be very careful as a citizen. Is that the kind of society that we want? If you have the issues with her and she does anything illegal, I have no issue, you know. But on that day, it was an abuse and a misuse of power and a force that was unnecessary on our Labor Day celebration. That is our day. That is not a day for the police to determine who is to march with the labor movement. It's we have to determine that. And then if we take the argument of the police to the logical conclusion, well, then you are saying that every other group other than the labor movement must have a permission to participate or to be part of our march.
I think
that has not been the historical fact.
I think the challenge for me and for many of the listeners is the fact that you have categorically refuted the police's claims that you all did not invite her, she was not part. Because based on what is being put out in the public's domain, especially a release from the Toronto Tobago Police Service, is that questions were asked by executives of the union movement, the labor movement that was there, whether Alyssa Phillip and her mother and that group was part of your possession. And what is being told is that when they cautioned her, she then moved to the back of to join the procession that's official. And they said, no, you can't join this now. And then, is she part of it? No. Well, look, you're not part of this. You need to go. So it almost come across from the TTPS's standpoint is that she is participating in a movement that she was not invited to participate. And that is the question. Let's take this message quickly. Take a listen.
Morning, Davey. Davey, one question to be asked. How come video footage is to be admitted in this this citizen's trial on Alyssa Phillip? How is it only from what people see on a video that they are making the judgment or whatever? Was anybody prior, or was anybody really in the heat of the moment see or know what exactly went on?
Well, yes. Mr. Michael Anisset is here. He intervened with the police. He told the senior officers in charge there that she was there. Davey, to balance the discussion, we should get the view from Ansel Rougier as well. Was Ansel there? That's one of our texters. Let's hear this comment as well.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I'm hearing your guest there, and I understand what he is saying. However, I wanted to know, if you have a problem with authority, and somebody in authority is speaking to you, does it give you the right to walk off on them and tell them that you don't want to hear no talk?
Comrade, the issue is not the authority. And let me flip the coin. I'm the general secretary of the National Trade Union Center. I'm an elder trade unionist. All right, presently. I am also the president of the Seamen and Waterfront Workers Trade Union and also the general secretary of the Caribbean Congress of Labor. And for those who want to know, also the vice chair of the American region of the ITF. So every police officer knows me and I have the authority. The issue is she was invited to the march. She came and she marched with me. That is where the issue started, you know. It's not the walk away, you know. It is when she was marching with me, the police, riot police, descended on the march, okay, and surrounded her while she was marching with us. So I want the public to understand that. You see the walking away? That wasn't the issue. The issue is, hey, and then I engaged the police and I made it clear, officer, what is all this for? This can be handled in a better way, in a more civilized way.
All right,
this is not necessary. I say, I invited the young lady to the march and the group. I say, because they were marching with Seamen and Waterfront Workers Trade Union, and I have the authority to so invite anybody. That is the issue. Was I wrong? Did I break a law? I did not. And then therefore the police, all right, in the exuberance, right, could have engaged me in a better way and resolved the matter in a more civilized way and in the manner that I was trying to engage them on. This is unnecessary. It is unfair. It is an abuse and a misuse of authority.
All right, let's take a phone call, respectively and quickly, please.
Good morning, Mr. Anderson, and good morning, Davey. What I have observed in relation to this particular matter is that this young lady and her group came there to voice a grievance like everybody else who had a grievance. I kind of want to be concerned when Mr. Anderson keeps saying that she was allowed to speak. This is a democracy. This is a free country. And I do not know where this allowed to speak comes in, because she come there to be part of everything else. And this exercise was the conduct of labor. Police responsibility is to simply keep the peace. A drunk man fighting this, that. What they want getting themselves involved in labor business for? Labor leaders did not eject them from there. So at the end of the day, I'm saying that this is a very terrible stain on our democracy, what we have fought for since the days of Butler, to Eric Williams, to everyone else, that in a demonstration like this, they would tell you cannot demonstrate. Thank you.
All right, just let me clear up something. You see, I was juxtaposing and using some legal arguments there. If the police was there and they knew offhand that she's not part of the procession because they were so advised, as they say, by some executive member.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a procession where people are allowed to speak and she was allowed to speak. The point that I'm making, the fact that you allow her to speak at that point in time is an acceptance that she's part of the celebration. And that's the point that I want to make. So then, it's not that they allow her to speak. She spoke. All right? And if she spoke, she was part of the procession. If you had the information at the police that she's not part of this, you were there.
My thing is this.
You could have said, hey, you can't talk.
Yeah, because, My thing is this, and this is where I am confused. You keep saying that she spoke, and she was allowed to speak.
Yeah.
Now, she's speaking at a movement, a labor movement's celebration, where executives are reportedly telling officers she was not part of us. So then if she's not part of you all, if the police real, if the police say they ask a question, didn't the police question that same executive and say, but then how was she allowed to speak in the opening ceremony and not be taken off or have security remove her from the stage? And if she behaves disorderly, then she would have breached the public order. How come? Because it's just not adding up in my head. Persons are saying all sorts of things, but it's just not making sense
to
me.
No, it cannot make sense.
Let me take this call respectfully and quickly, please. We're heading to the news. Good morning.
Good morning, Davey.
Good morning.
I'm listening to you all about this situation. Now, everything the leader said is okay. But did you see that video where and how this young lady behaves and conducts herself?
Wait.
As an educated...
Wait. What, behave and conduct herself where? At the movement? At the labor movement celebrations
before
or prior?
Before she went in.
Before
the officer was speaking to her.
Uh-huh.
And she keeps arguing with the officer. She keeps talking back to the officer and not normal talk, shouting and in this kind of manner. You know, if it's somebody else, they arrest that person already, right?
They can't arrest,
yes. Some kind of contact.
All right.
She can't be shouting down the place, sir.
Okay, I have to take a break. We'll keep Michael here with us. Master Aniset will stay with us a little bit until after 8 as we continue our discussions this morning. Your news to the top is coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back. We have Michael Aniset in the building. We heard his position on the newscast. It seriously refutes what the police officer's claims are. So I'm allow you at least 2 calls respectfully and very quickly to the point. Please, good morning. We have limited time. Good morning.
Good morning. The whole thing about it. That you feel that they're making UNC look good. If not CNN, do not allow it. So it is UNC police.
Oh, God. How we make this political? Good morning.
Morning again, Mr. Davey, Princess Tong. I would like Mr. Aniset to comment. You know, before
quickly.
An offense is committed, you can't charge somebody or detain somebody on premeditated offense to be committed. If you could probably talk to somebody, but if you have to wait until an offense is actually committed before you could say, okay, you have breached so and so, and as a result of this, I will detain you or charge you or bring you in for question, whatever it is.
All right.
So I think that is what might have have influenced the police.
I disagree with
action.
You. I disagree with you because if you're not part of the movement. If the police says they went and they did due diligence, they asked leaders and executives, and the executive said no, they were not. So if that is the case, didn't the police challenge her? Then how did you all not raise an alarm when she unauthorized walked on stage and was and you all sat back and took in and probably gave a round of applause? I wasn't there, but I'm just assuming. Your final thoughts? I know it's asked real questions there, but 2 things. One.
Yeah.
The invitation, is it verbal or always verbal or is a letter sent to any parts?
No, our invitation.
Not to her, in general.
No, our invitation in general is to the wider public, social group, citizens of Trinidad and Tobago. That has always been our invitation. Even when my union, all right, is sending out our invitation, our members, we don't put it to the members. We put it to the family, friends, supporters of SWTU, etc. That is the general process in which we send out our invitations. So the invitation is not confined only to members of these respective trade unions. And that is a misrepresentation.
All right. And finally, the constitutional lawyer. What is that? Well, I know it's you all haven't gone to court, but what is the plans to get some kind of legal redress on these issues? And I do apologize for what happened with your daughter. I think that was very, very uncouth of the police officers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for that.
Yeah. I was taken aback and she was traumatized too. And she didn't commit any wrong and she was there as my daughter marching. But yet still she faced this unnecessary use of force and power against her. All right, but what we are doing now is doing an evaluation of this matter, and we are talking to senior counsel to see what is open to us legally, because we see the police action as very offensive very, what I want to call an abuse of authority and a misrepresentation of the law in order to justify what they have to do. And I want to say something here. There's a difference between enforcing the law and abusing and using legal technicalities in order to have your whims and fancies carried out. And as Trinidadians, an upholder of democracy, the right to dissent, the right to express a contrary view is what democracy is all about. And if we allow a situation like this to be swept under the carpet based on technicalities, and as one guy tried to politicize it, we will be going down the wrong road. This has happened, and we as the labor movement have a responsibility to speak out loudly against what we consider to be an abuse and a misuse of the police authority and powers.
I thank you very much, General Secretary Michael Anisat. I do wish we had more time, but no, other commitments, we'll probably call you. But I do thank you so much for taking the time and gracing your presence in the studio and not just accepting a Zoom meeting with us, but I'm happy that you came in person. And again, I hope daughter is okay and all is well. And I think it was very, very unkind and uncouth. I mean, even if the rad gay police are there, you had to understand that you have young ones in the march, you know, teenagers there, persons coming together, persons not disrupting, you know, they're just there peacefully, you know. It should have been handled differently.
But the issue is to me, because we had witnessed just quickly an unusual presence of police officers. And the issue is, what was the reason for riot police to be part of the process when there was no disorder?
I agree.
And I want the public to digest that.
Guys, I know you try to reach me on the socials, but that's it for now. Thank you very much. The General Secretary does have other commitments.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.